Since you can't see a Broadway show this weekend, there's always the movie theater. And for fans of computer-animated epics, the film Beowulf is calling.
It's interesting fodder for Hollywood, an adaptation of an epic poem composed in Old English around 700 A.D. Back then, Beowulf would have sounded something like this.
Beowulf was brave, blood, weed.
Here's what you're in for this weekend.
I'm Beowulf. I'm here to kill your monster.
That was the voice of Ray Winston as the hero. On screen, director Robert Zemeckis has portrayed him as a strapping, bronzed He-Man. In fact, the entire cast has been digitized using sophisticated 3D computer animation.
The film takes some liberties with the storyline as well. Most significantly, it adds romance and sex in the figure of a nearly naked, computerized Angelina Jolie.
Straying from the original story didn't seem to bother the hundreds of people in line at a screening in Washington, D.C. this week. Most of the crowd couldn't recall the plotline anyway.
I know absolutely nothing. Angelina Jolie is a ghost star.
I mean, I don't remember much about the story. I didn't remember I like it, even though it was something that I had to read.
And it was about some vampires or something, or werewolves or something.
I actually don't know about it, but from what I understand, it was a story.
He was a warrior. He fought dragons. That's all I know.
But it seems knowledge of the poem is not a prerequisite for enjoying the film.
I loved it.
I thought the movie was good. It had a good message. Temptation?
Oh, it was really good, and it had a very original concept. You know, well, not original.
Probably maybe 7 out of 10.
Overall, I'd say the movie was okay. Definitely more rental than a theater.
That was Aaron Skromanik, Justin Wilson, Cindy and Patrick Neberson, Durvon Kyle, Jessica Hardy, and Norma Mosby, fresh from seeing the Robert Zemeckis computer-enhanced Beowulf.